The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. We're so happy to have this show on to give you a lot of information, and I know a lot of people out there are very curious and have been about what is this CBD stuff that has taken the markets by storm, and that's why we're here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. To discuss exactly what the latest is on the CBD market and with CBD American Shaman. And the best guy to do that with, of course, is the founder and the owner of CBD American Shaman, Vince Sanders. Vince, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Good, good. How's all the traveling going? You are a jet setter around the world, and it's all about hemp.
It is all about hemp. You know, there's so much going on that, you know, you're always trying to keep up with the latest technology. Heading to China for the world's largest extraction show. That's for actually extracting the oil from the hemp. You know, we have the extraction facility up in Montana, and we're going to try and have another one built somewhere around Kansas City to service both Kansas and Missouri by, you know, before harvest of 20. So within the year, we hope to have another facility built. And when you have something like this, it's ever-changing and technology moving fast, you know, you got to go where the products and that technology is. In this case, I got to go halfway around the world to, to see it. But that's where literally everybody from all over the world, whether it's West Germany, the United States, or, you know, Chinese or Japanese extraction equipment, is a couple million square foot exhibit hall. So it's going to be a lot of work, but hopefully I'll get some new stuff that can improve the processes that we're doing.
Yeah, right, because they're refining it, as you said, year in, year out, and there's so many things. I mean, I don't think people realize how much can be extracted and how finite it can be. It can go to an exact, like, say you have headaches or you have neck pain or you have some arthritic pain or stress or anxiety. You can extract out of that hemp plant, and I know you can explain this better than I can, you can extract that exact cannabidiol out of that hemp plant in order to hit those specific things.
And that's what we're really aggressively working on, is identifying specific cannabinoids and terpenes for custom blends, custom compounding for different things and different people. You know, you may need something a little different. CBG may work better for you than CBD does. So, you know, I may be CBD or CBG. Somebody else has a sleep issue, it's CBN. There's all these different cannabinoids, and we know what they do. But identifying them and using extremely advanced systems like liquid chromatography to identify that specific cannabinoid and filter it out of the mix is very complicated. And we're literally just getting there with that type of chemistry marrying up with the right. Cannabis space.
And then when you go over to China and you go to this, you know, you go to what would be it's almost like a fair, like a hemp fair.
Correct.
For all practical purposes.
That's literally what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, to show you all these different extraction machines. Then how quickly can you then turn that around and get that type of machine or add on to your specific machines that are up
Correct.
In Montana right now?
Yep.
In order to get this done. Is it a long process to change it out?
It depends. You know, if it's, you know, a lot of the stuff is cutting edge, so it's very new. It's not necessarily even been made in any kind of quantity yet.
Right.
So it depends where they are in the production run. If it's something they actually have, then it can be relatively quick. Maybe you can have it in 30 days. But if it's something that you have to custom order, say we want to produce this many tons or liters or whatever, an hour a month, and they have to custom make it for
right.
you, which is a lot of the stuff we do. Kind of rule of thumb is about 6 months.
Okay.
That's just kind of how long some of this takes. But a lot of this is kind of finding new ways to use existing technologies,
mm-hmm.
too. So some of these things that have existed in chemistry for a while, you know, the guys kind of put on their thinking caps and have gotten creative. But, hey, if it does this for that, maybe it'll do this for this. And they're, you know, with R&D or figuring out, wait a minute, we can do this with the cannabis itself and pull this specific cannabinoid or terpene and then obviously the proof's in the pudding. You actually have to get it and use it, and that it does.
Yeah, right. You have to experiment yourself, right?
You really do. Yeah. It's amazing how much R&D it takes.
Yeah, and you guys are right at the head of the spear on that one.
That's what we do.
The point.
Yes.
And, yeah, and you know, as far as your company's concerned, that is what your company is all about. And all about the third-party testing and,
yep.
and the whole thing there. That is what people want. They want quality. They want to feel safe using it,
yep.
and they want all their questions answered. And I think that's a big thing, don't you?
100%. That,
yeah.
You know, you want to know what you're taking is safe, efficacious, is, you know, worth what you're not only spending on it, but remember, you're taking it into your body.
Right.
Is it safe, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So having third-party testing is extremely important. And the other thing that I'm hearing a lot from folks now that Timmy and I have been out during our crunch
right.
times, and Saran has had his whole four-hour show, and, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that and
right.
what we're offering you people out there as far as that's concerned. When we are on those days and when we are doing a live broadcast, whether it's Saran for his 4 hours or for Timmy and I for our 1 hour on Wednesday nights, we will let you know where we're going to be, and we're going to tell you about the special deals we're offering. But the one thing people keep coming in and saying about is that I really like CBD American Shaman because of the labeling. Talk about the labeling on all your bottles and all your products.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously our labeling is all FDA compliant. It was that way before there was even, you know, potential FDA issues. We want complete clarity. We want the consumer to know what's exactly in that bottle. You know, is there something in there that you don't want to ingest? You should be aware of it. You know, as you, the discerning customer, you look at it and say, wait a minute, this has this. I don't like that, or, you know, I'm allergic to that, or what have you.
Right.
So I think that's extremely important. So many things out there just don't say. It's just X number of milligrams of CBD, supposedly, and that's it.
You don't know
the other constituents that are in there.
Yeah, and so in labeling it like that and having it third-party tested to 0.3%, that sounds like a number. You're going, well, what's that number mean? Well, what does that number mean?
Correct. Well, that number means, you know, legally we can't be over, you know, 0.3% of THC. Most of our products are actually a fraction of that. But we need to know. You need to know, right? How much THC am I taking?
Yeah, right.
Or do I want any? Yeah, because we do have zero products as well.
Sure, because then they can go back to their company, who they work for.
Correct.
They're not working, obviously, for CBD American Shaman, but they go back to their business, wherever they are, and maybe they are drug tested as part of that. And that's important for them to know.
Absolutely.
If I rub this on my arthritic knuckles or my wrist or my ankle hurts, or I try to help neuropathy, or I take it every night for anxiety, try to help me sleep, or any of that, they want to know that all of a sudden, if they're called in the next day for a random drug test, that THC is not going to show up in
correct.
Your drug test.
Yeah, we don't want any false positives, right?
Right.
I mean, and that's it. You know, on the extreme example that might happen, if you were maybe you had an odd metabolism, didn't metabolize it right, or you took a lot more than normal
what would
person,
be recommended.
Then,
I'm sorry.
Then you know, let's say you had a false positive. There is actually a sophisticated blood test that you can take that tells the percentage that shows that it's still much lower than even light usage of marijuana. So
right.
that's the nice thing, is you at least do have a fallback in the outside chance something like that would happen.
Yeah, and you also said you have zero.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well, right?
And that's what we tell people. You know, if you're concerned, if you know you have a zero tolerance job, maybe you're an air traffic controller, or you know, or even professional athlete that was, you know, that has zero THC type.
High school athlete, college athlete. Yeah.
Then, you know, go with the zero. Err on the side of caution. You know, it just makes more sense. It's very highly, highly unlikely, but you'll sleep better at night.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what you're offering your customers now who come in, and people who are looking for the relief from stress, anxiety, pain, whatever. Try to get your system back into, you know, normal stasis,
yep.
so to speak. Since Timmy and I have been doing Crunch Time, 6 to 7 on Wednesday nights from a different store in the metropolitan area, we've been doing it in that particular store. We were offering 30% off for that hour from 6 to 7. Now that has expanded. Not only will you be able to get it in that particular store where Tim and I are,
yep.
but you'll be able to get it in any CBD American Shaman store anywhere in the metropolitan area, correct?
That is correct. So if while that radio broadcast is going on, you're a regular user or it's your first time and want an opportunity to save 30%, whatever store is near you, and there's got to be one within a few miles at this point, no matter where you're at.
Even closer than that. Exactly. Right around the corner for all practical purposes.
Exactly. Down the street somewhere is a shaman store. Shoot in there and save some money.
Yeah, and so and Seren just a couple weeks ago did it for his whole 4-hour show. I know there's several of those coming up. So during those times as well, it's not just going to be for an hour. It's going to be for the entire time that Seren is on from 2 to 6. That's a 4-hour time you have there. You can go into any store in a metropolitan area and get 30% off any product in the store.
That's correct.
Okay, so what made you do this for all practical purposes?
Right. Well, you know, it's a great opportunity to say thank you for our existing customers and give you an opportunity to save a little bit of change. It's an awesome opportunity with the combination of the free samples, money-back guarantee, and save 30% for somebody who's never tried it before.
Yeah.
We're trying to remove every reason why you might not come in.
And if there's another reason, if you think, well, I really don't know if this is going to work, or I don't know this guy, hey, it's a money-back guarantee.
Money-back guarantee, 100%. Right. Bring me an empty bottle. We're happy to
bring you an empty bottle and bring proof of purchase. If you purchase it on the CBD American Shaman website, it'll take about 45 days, I think, to process that refund in that area somewhere.
It's a little bit quicker than that. I mean, generally, honestly, it's within a matter of days, typically, as long as everything's working right. Yeah, we give you 45 days to bring it back, though.
I'm sorry. You got 45 days to
correct.
And you got 30 days.
We want you to use it. I don't want you to use it for a couple of days and go, I'm not sure. I'm not getting what I expected.
Right.
You know, this is a natural product and about bringing you back in balance, and it could take several weeks to finally get there. I want you to use the whole bottle. And so you know.
Yeah, let's
so you
try
can get
it for
there,
a while.
Right.
Absolutely.
Give yourself a realistic opportunity to see how well it works. And, yeah, I don't want a bottle that has 2 drops out of it. I'd much rather return an empty bottle.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. And in 30 days, you have 30 days from purchase in order to bring it back to a store.
Yep.
So how are things going for CBD American Shaman? How is everything?
Things are fantastic. I mean, I don't honestly know how they could possibly be better. We're growing at a crazy rate. We're, you know, opening stores all over the nation faster and faster. We have some things going on in Europe. We've been working on Russia for over a year, and it looks like we're finally going to get started over there. So the growth is unreal, hard to even imagine, actually. Even being in it day to day, you know, you just every so often you have a moment to reflect, and you're like, my gosh, how'd we end up here?
And
how are we going to keep going at this rate?
So right. Do things surprise you? I mean, does this continue to surprise you?
You know, as you do, when you're in it day to day, all you're doing is going from one thing to the next, one to the next. And you hardly realize it other than that you're working from the moment you get up to the moment you go to bed 7 days a week, literally. And thank God we have a great team of people that are all doing the same thing. You know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and we're proud to be, you know, at the head of it and to be trying to do it the right way and shine a light for the entire industry that this is, you know, this product does so many things for so many different people. Let's not mess it up. Let's do it at the highest level the right way over and over and keep raising that bar.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for you too, is your quality, your research, development, quality control are all point on, and of course being third party tested, then they're double and triple checking you
at that point,
right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Always good catching up with you, Vince. I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you stopping by, and I know all the people like to hear from you out there. And that is Vince Sanders. He is the owner and founder of CBD American Shaman. And this is CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. We'll be back with Dr. Jesse Lopez right after this. Okay, welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. And as usual, in our segment here, number two, is Dr. Jesse Lopez from the American Shaman Clinic and CBD at 110th and Metcalf, right behind the Applebee's. We've talked about it a lot of times. And there will be a new clinic coming up soon, 117th at Row. What are we looking at there, Doc? How close are we?
Well, we're getting real close. Hopefully here within the next 45 to 60 days, we'll be rock and roll with a second location that you can come and see us.
You're going to be a busy man. Well,
yeah, we're gonna be like Applebee's. We'll have one in every neighborhood.
You already have CBD stores in every neighborhood, but you have the two clinics. We'll be taking care of a lot of the individuals here in town.
Yeah, it was really exciting because we were able to work very closely with all of our franchise stores, not just here in Kansas City, but all over the country.
Right.
So we get emails in from the different store clerks and owners that they had a certain particular client come in with a particular problem, and we've got a question so we can better help them. And that's really what's unique about CBD American Shaman that a lot of the other CBD companies do not have, is that access to a medical team who can really help give them some very clear direction on how to utilize the CBD.
Yeah, and I was talking to Vince Sanders, of course, the founder and the owner, and he's always talking about the fact when he gets up in the morning until he goes to bed at night, it's all CBD American Shaman all day long. I know you have clients and you have your patients and you have all that with your store, so you are really in the middle of it, aren't you?
We are not. We're not only CBD all day long. We're also gallbladders and intestines and all kinds of other fun things all day long. So, you know, a little variety there.
just a little. You hit all the parameters there.
That's right.
All aspects. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the clinic. And if you go and you see Dr. Jesse Lopez, like I said, it's 110th and Metcalf, right behind the Applebee's. Someone walks in and says, I got shoulder this and my neck this and my elbows this, and what is this CBD stuff and how can you help me?
Well, that is something that we address every day. We really try to get to the root cause of what's going on with an individual. Certainly you can utilize CBD or a lot of other different modalities to try to assist with pain and discomfort, but if you don't get to the root cause, you really won't take care of the problem. And so when an individual comes in asking for help with wanting to use CBD for a joint pain or discomfort or muscle soreness, we can get them on that in an adequate way. But we also recommend that they get something evaluated along the lines of maybe their hormones, for instance, because if you have a low testosterone level or if you have a poor estrogen or progesterone level, it can contribute to inflammation in the body and subsequently pain.
Yeah, so you recommend a CBD therapy along with anything else you're going to, you know, look at them for, right?
It's the holistic approach because we want to make sure that we're getting to the root cause. You know, in medicine, we tend to think of just going after the physical problem, but it's the physical problem, it's the mind, it's the spirit, it's all of those taken together that you have to approach for complete healing of the individual. And when we are running our clinic, we see individuals of all ages, from their 30s up into their 70s. And as we progress in our age, we start to lose our sex hormones, like testosterone, for instance. And that contributes to an underlying inflammatory process in the body that will cause pain and discomfort. So a lot of times patients think that it's rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis. And actually, like it was with myself, it's just your low hormone levels.
Yeah, so low testosterone can actually cause inflammation? I never knew that.
Absolutely. Low testosterone, low progesterone in women, because if you think of maybe that tube of steroid cream that you put on for a skin rash, that steroid decreases inflammation. And it's the same thing with our natural sex hormones. They're an important modulator in terms of inflammation in our body. I tell my patients the process of growing old and dying is the gradual increase in inflammation in our body. So the process of aging is we become inflamed and grow old and die, you know?
And so, gee, thanks, Doc. I really appreciate that on Sunday morning, yeah.
So if you want to prolong your life, start dealing with the inflammation.
Yeah, and, you know, pain can really knock you down, too. Pain can make you just sit down. I mean, just not want to move. You get into a comfortable position, you don't want to move because you know if you move, something's going to start to hurt.
Well, and movement so important in exercise and in sports and in weight loss, because if you want to lose weight, you need to move. And for myself, I had pretty significant low back pain. I'd bend over and wash my face, and I, you know, this was like 6 years ago, and I'm like, man, why am I so sore in my back? And, you know, I did my own hormone testing, and lo and behold, my testosterone was below normal, and my estrogen level was elevated.
Wow.
And so I thought, okay, so it's time to do something about that. And so it was kind of like Dr. Heal Thyself. So I started doing for myself what I was doing for my patients. And I was tired of my man boobs. So I thought I'd get rid of the extra estrogen. So we do some saliva testing, which allows us to really look at these parameters in a detailed way. which is much better than blood testing.
Right, and it's and waste just sounds simpler, period. Saliva testing a lot easier than getting a needle and drawing blood, right?
That's right. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. So once you get them in there and you sort of figure this out, how do you balance how much of the CBD you use in your therapy or how much then you have to do something else?
Well, once we come up with a with a solution to the problem, let's say somebody has a low testosterone level or an elevated estrogen level in men particularly, then when we do bioidentical testosterone replacement therapy, which can be done with subcutaneous injections or mm-hmm. testosterone pellets, we also then can give them a tablet that will decrease the estrogen in their body. So right. you can say goodbye to the man boobs and the okay. love handles. And what we find is as we improve that underlying hormone deficiency, that the individuals are able to decrease the amount of some of the herbal supplements and or even pharmaceuticals that they're utilizing for the pain and discomfort. So somebody might be on 30 milligrams of CBD twice a day because of the pain and discomfort, and they might go down to maybe 5 milligrams twice a day,
mm-hmm.
Which obviously is economical because yeah, you more don't use as much CBD.
Lasts longer.
Right.
Yeah, that's for
because,
sure.
Because our goal is not just, you know, selling CBD or getting CBD out to people. It's about finding the underlying cause and treating the underlying cause of the problem.
Right. It's not yeah. all about CBD.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So somebody, and you talked a little bit about it. We talked while we're on break here for a while that someone comes in with the aches and the pains and, you know, you start to see all this in them. They have depleted, you know, testosterone. They have, you know, they just have issues causing inflammation. That cuts down on the weekend warrior, the athlete, the 30-year-old athlete, or it could even be the high school and college athlete or whatever, or the 30-year-old athlete who's out there playing tennis and golf and doing whatever, and they have the aches and pains. But that could be a lot of that problem could be caused by just the inflammation from a low testosterone.
A low testosterone, or in women, a low progesterone level. We're seeing more and more of this in younger and younger people. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon to test a 30-year-old and see that they have a suboptimal or below normal testosterone level. And there's a subset group of women, some that are on contraceptives, who have very, very poor progesterone levels that contribute to a lot of discomfort, fibromyalgia types of symptoms. Right. So we really try to sit down and figure what's going on with these folks so that we can help them.
What do you think the underlying cause is for the depletion? Is it
diet? It's multiple factors. Diet is certainly one of them. If you look at the processed foods and even some of the foods that come in cans that are lined with what's called bisphenol, which used to be an estrogen or was tested as an estrogen replacement therapy, but was not introduced.
Now it's in the cans.
Now it's in the cans, right. Now, and you can actually look on the shelves when you go to the store, some of the cans are starting to say BPA-free. And
okay,
that's what
yes,
you want to go
that.
For.
Yes,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so that takes out an estrogen source. We used to promote, soy's the greatest thing ever. Everybody eats soy. But it's an isoflavone, and so it's high in those very types of estrogens that we don't need. So you've got to really be careful with that. And if you look on the labels of your protein bar or your snack, inevitably you'll see that there's soy lectin or soy, and so you want to try to decrease that in your diet.
Right. And everybody will say, well, okay, so I go in and I just slap some of this on me, the CBD oil, and just, okay, I'm fine. But it's not always that simple when it comes to something like this, right?
Correct. Sometimes that's just like the Band-Aid on the wound, but you got to really address what caused the wound in the first place, or else right. the wound's going to stay there.
Right.
And that's the complete approach that we take at the American Shaman Clinic so that we can really help that person walk out healed, not just simply treated and streeted.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, to make them feel better. And then how do you... I get asked this question all the time. Well, how do they know to treat somebody, like say a woman that weighs 110 pounds or a man that weighs 210 pounds? How do you figure out what everybody needs and how they need it, or, you know, exactly what you would use with them?
Well, one thing is, first of all, if you see someone for this, that you ask about their experience. And we have probably 10 plus years of experience in this field. One of the things really got me interested in it was my surgical weight loss patients who would hit a plateau with their weight loss, and I would test some of their hormone levels and would find that these were deficient and it would affect their metabolism. So when we would begin to replace that, they would start pushing past that plateau and losing weight and building muscle mass and have the energy to want to go and exercise. It's right. simple for me to say, you got to go exercise, you got to go exercise. But when they say, Doc, I'm fatigued, I just don't feel like it, or I go and I don't see any results. And so when you go to the gym and you're putting in the time and you don't see results, you can mm-hmm. get disheartened really fast. But if you're on the proper hormone replacement therapy and you start to see results, like I even have, believe it or not, I can deadlift 385 pounds times three reps, and I'm 56 years old.
Yikes.
But it took commitment going to the gym, utilizing my hormone replacement therapy, and just staying after it, watching what I eat, and all of those things do come into play.
Yeah, I think it. I find that's the most important thing to do is to stay active. I think, you know, get off the couch, go do something, especially walking. I mean, you don't have to go out and run a marathon in order to get in some good physical shape or to get yourself into better physical condition. I know I used to run all the time, but now I walk and just have, I put a backpack on. It's weighted. You could have a weighted vest or not weighted anything at all. Just, you know, just go out and walk. Just get up and go walk or whatever, and then just increase your distance and your time, and just to get off the couch and to get your body moving, your body parts moving.
And a thorough assessment of what is really going on in the face of pain is important, because pain can be so many different things in terms of why it limits your movement. Is it pain from rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis? Is it pain from an injured meniscus or some other aspect in the knee or the hip? So that might require an MRI and a further evaluation of what's going on, because there are multiple modalities that we offer at the American Shaman Clinic. I know we'll talk about some of those in future broadcasts that really allow the problem to be completely addressed, because immobility is the biggest enemy.
Yeah, you're right. If you want to contact Dr. Jesse Lopez, that's very simple. I have a couple phone numbers here for you. 913-286-4799. That's 913-286-4799 or 913-647-3999. That's 913-647-3999. Dr. Jesse Lopez, he's the Chief Medical Officer and Medical Director at AmericanShamanClinic.com. You can go to that as well. You'll be able to find Dr. Jesse as well. He likes to be called that. And we certainly, you know, we've had a great relationship and getting to know the doc and being over at the clinic to do some of our crunch times. And remember, wherever we do a crunch time from now, doesn't matter. You don't have to go to that particular store to get your 30% off. From this point on, every time we do crunch time from 6 to 7 at night, Tim Grunhardt and I, it's 30% off every store within our listening audience here.
Well, you got to get another crunch time over at the clinic, because, you know, we like to have some hors d'oeuvres and a little bit of champagne and just have a little celebration when we do it over there at the clinic.
See, you know, and that's important, folks. Believe me, that's all important. Dr. Jesse, I appreciate your time again on this Sunday morning. We always have a good time. We always learn new stuff, and that's what's important here.
Thank you.
Got to let people know exactly what's going on, because I'm going to tell you the biggest buzzword in the medical field these days is CBD. What is this stuff? Is this the miracle drug? What is this stuff? So we examine those things as we go along. So you're listening to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. This is Frank Bowen. I've got a trivia question for you out there, folks. Who is the player at Ole Miss during his college career that broke Archie Manning's records for yardage at that school? You give up? Well, I've got him on the other end of the line. John Forcade from Gretna, Louisiana. John, how are you today, buddy?
Hey, Frank, I'm doing fine. Just a little overcast and maybe some rain here in the big city of New Orleans.
Well, we know how that is. That happens, buddy. You know, we just got to live and go with those things, right?
That's the way it works down here. You stick around, and you'll get four seasons in about 3 hours.
That sounds a lot like where we live, too. Hey, John, let's talk a little bit about your career. I know you had a short stint with the New Orleans Saints, a little taste with the New York Giants. We'll talk about some other stuff in the CFL as well. But let's talk about coming out of high school down there in Louisiana. You were at Bishop Shaw High School. How big of a recruit were you? I know you ended up in the SEC at Ole Miss, but how many other schools were you looking at that time?
Well, coming out of Archbishop Shaw Catholic High School, we had a really good football program. To be honest with you, the recruiting was unbelievable. I could have gone anywhere from Notre Dame to USC to Arizona State to Penn State to Florida State to pretty much, I had over 200 scholarship offers.
Wow.
I was the third best quarterback ranked between Art Schleister, Jim McMahon, and then it was John Forte.
Oh, my
gosh.
That
was the best of the top three quarterbacks coming out back in the day. So I had opportunities to go anywhere I wanted to and decided to stay close to home and went to the SEC. And what people don't understand is, coming out as a 17-year-old kid out of high school and going into college, I wanted, like anybody else, you want to play. And so I had those offers, and I could have gone to LSU, to Alabama with Bear Bryant. I actually was going to go to Alabama with Bear Bryant until their offensive coordinator told me I wasn't going to play until I was a junior. And that sort of turned me off, and sort of the same thing happened at LSU with Charlie McClendon. He said that he had two other quarterbacks there that I probably wouldn't see any action until I was a junior. That ended all that. And then, Ole Miss came in, Steve Sloan, new coach. He got there in December of that year of 77, and they recruited me. And I said, listen, I'm going to tell y'all point blank, if you tell me I won't play until I'm a junior, I'm not coming to Ole Miss. And basically, they ran the same offense I ran. It was a Zach Veer type offense. And he looked at me and said, how about I tell you you'll play as a freshman? I said, put that in writing, and I'm coming to Ole Miss. And sure enough, I got to play as a freshman. I was 17 years old in college football playing as a freshman. And to go back even further, when I was a 13-year-old freshman in high school, started on the varsity team, and where I played at, when you call it the Catholic League, that is sort of like the SEC of football, because the Catholic League had all these dominating teams. And here I was, 13 years old, getting an opportunity to start on a varsity football team. We wasn't very good that year. Didn't win a game, but from after that year on, sophomore, junior, senior year, we pretty much dominated everybody in the city. So, it was a good experience in high school. You got to get recruited and meet Bear Bryant. And real quick story, when I was being recruited by Bear Bryant, when they played in the Sugar Bowl against Penn State that year, I go to his hotel room. I accidentally sat on his houndstooth hat, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't think I'm going to be going to Alabama now. But he told me, have a seat on the couch, and when I sat down, I sat on his hat. And he was funny and laughed about it, but I was kind of nervous about it. That ain't going to go over well. But he was a good man about it. And really, look, I'd have gone to Alabama when they told me I wasn't going to play. And Bear wasn't very happy after he heard about his OC telling me I wasn't going to play till I was a junior. But look, I had a good career at Ole Miss. Granted, we didn't win. We just scored points in college football. We were one of the dominating offenses. But our defense could give up points as well as I could score points. So we wasn't very good on the defensive side of football. But I had a good career at Ole Miss, like you mentioned earlier. Got a chance to break a lot of Archie Manning's records. But then again, as well as I do, Frank, records are made to be broken because his son came along,
Eli,
and broke all my records. Yeah, so it was enjoyable. I had a great time in college.
Well, you threw for over 6,700 yards to break Archie's record, and then you go, you're the MVP in the 1982 Senior Bowl. So take me now to the NFL draft, and what people were talking to you about then.
Well, in 1982 was the Senior Bowl I got to play in. January of 82, and I won the MVP of the Senior Bowl. The draft was coming up right after that. There were some things said prior to the draft that people quoted me as saying that I said that if I'm not drafted in the first two rounds of the NFL draft, I was going to go to Canada. And my comment to the newspaper reporter that I spoke to in Canada was, if I wasn't drafted in the first 2 days of the NFL draft, draft back then was a two-day draft. And I said, if I wasn't drafted in the NFL draft, I was going to consider going to play Canadian football because I was a free agent. I can do what I wanted to do. It came out wrong, made me look bad. I wasn't drafted, and the funny part about it is, as soon as the draft was over with, I got beaten on my door from like six NFL clubs offering an assignment to a free agent contract.
Yeah.
My agent told him, hold off. We negotiated with the Canadian League, and I got more money to go to the Canadian Football League. I went to the BC Lions in 82. So, you know, it was very disappointing I wasn't picked or drafted into the NFL draft. But, you know, you learn from it, and, that's how the media works. And, when you say 2 days, they thought it was two rounds, and it just made it look bad. But, hey, look, it is what it is. It happened, and, you know, it's all, you know, water under the bridge now. Can't do anything about it. But I enjoyed it. I went to Canada, and then after the first year, I was learning, you know, rookie at 82, didn't get to play much in BC. Then I got traded to Winnipeg, and then it was like a situation where Winnipeg wanted to sign me to a long-term contract, which I had, the USFL was about to start,
right.
And I had some NFL teams calling and wanted to know what I was going to do, and so I decided not to sign back up after with Winnipeg. So after 2 years in Canada, I went to the Giants. And, didn't stay there long. I got actually injured my back in training camp. So after I left the Giants, I was there for about 9 weeks. And then I left the Giants. And, you know, obviously you're looking around and figuring things out. And then the strike season hit, you know,
right.
And the New Orleans Saints were available. And I took advantage of the strike season because prior to the strike season in 1986, I was in training camp with the New Orleans Saints. And I was the last cut of the quarterbacks prior to the season beginning. I was a little disappointed. Thought I had a better training camp than the guy had, Richard Tide, Dave Wilson, and Bobby Hebert. I thought I had a better training camp, which everybody else thought I did. But they cut me, released me. And then, you know, when strike season began, I was really ticked off the fact that the Saints didn't keep me in 86. So when the 87 strike season hit, my agent called me and said, look, I got two or three other teams we can negotiate with. And I was about to go to L.A., to Oakland, because the Raiders, I had a coach there that was with the Canadian Football League who knew me, was on the staff there in Oakland. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to Oakland. I'm not coming back to New Orleans. And Jim Finks was in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Jim Finks?
I remember Jim, sure.
He called me, and he was not happy with the fact that I wasn't on the team in 86, but it wasn't his say. It was Jim Moore's say, and they went about their business. But that strike season, I remember it because I was dropped my brother off at the Saints facilities, and I was going to the airport to go to Oakland, and Jim Finks met me at the airport. And pretty much we chatted and we talked, and I was like, Mr. Finks, I'm going to Oakland. I mean, you guys didn't want me in 86. I felt that I was better than the guys that you had, and I should have been on your roster. And we sat there, we chatted, and, you know, I was still going to go to Oakland because I had a coach there, and even Al Davis said, look, if you come here and things work out well enough, you know, we'll keep you on this roster. And so I'm, you know, debating, but Jim Finks looked me in my eyes and said, look, you're going to come here and you're going to play with us in 87, the strike season. You're going to be our quarterback. And when it's over and done with, we'll have you, you know, we'll keep you on this club. And I'm like, I looked him in his eyes, and he was always fair and honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him, and I decided to get up from the airport seat and followed him back to the Saints camp and talked to my agent about it. And it turned out better for me that I was able to stay here in New Orleans. And that's how my career started with the Saints. And I was very fortunate to be here for 4 years. And I had a good time when I was here. And, you know, never had a playoff record. Saints never had a winning record. God almighty, they went 30 years before they even having a winning season. And I was part of that. I was part of a team that went 30 years from 67 to 87. And was able to be on the team that had a winning record and make a playoff. And granted, we got killed by the Minnesota Vikings after taking a 10-0 lead, and we ended up losing 44-10. But look, it was my hometown. I enjoyed it. I got a lot of perks out of it staying here. So yeah, I was very fortunate and lucky to play and be with the New Orleans Saints.
You bet. We're talking with John Forcade, former Ole Miss great. Broke Archie Manning's records there while he was there, and then Eli came along and, of course, broke John's. But as John said, hey, records are made to be broken. I guess playing for your hometown team, too, was a big plus for you, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. You know, you're talking about records. I remember I threw a pass that was the longest pass in NFL for the New Orleans Saints in NFL history. I was like, wow, you know, this is great. And it stayed for a while. And then 88-yard touchdown pass, I threw it. It lasted quite a few years. And Heath Shula came, of all people. You know, Heath Shula came
along. Oh, my gosh.
And he threw one. And, yeah, Heath Shula. He came along, and he broke that record. But, you know, it's like, you know, I was very, very fortunate that I got a chance to play. And here's something, Frank, that a lot of people don't realize. If you go, I'm on a video that's the NFL's greatest 100 touchdown. And if you look at it, granted, it's the number 100 touchdown, but it was in their strike season in 87 against the Rams. I threw a Hail Mary pass before the half. It got picked off from the Rams. The guy ran it back, and when he was running it back, he fumbled it. When he fumbled it, his defensive lineman picked it up, and then he started cutting across the field, and I was the last guy to be between him and me in the goal line. And as he was running to the goal line, he got about the 20-yard line, and one of my receivers stripped the football from it, bounced up and into my hand. I took it back 80 yards for a touchdown. And it was funny because it made the NFL's greatest 100 touchdowns and also one of the NFL's greatest follies. And so, you know, they'll never take that away from me. I don't care what people say about me and how things have went over my career or whatever it may be. But that's out there. It's
you
on
bet.
Your DVDs or videos, and people can Google it and see it. It's hilarious. And people always bring it up and say, hey, show us that video. It's pretty funny. But,
that's
something I always have.
That's great, John. And then, of course, you had a great honor back in 2018. You're finally elected and probably long past overdue to the Greater New Orleans Hall of Fame. Talk just a little bit about that night, and then we'll talk about what you're doing today and how you're coping with pain with CBD.
Yes, well, I was very fortunate enough that, I got voted into the New Orleans Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame. What an honor. There's a lot of, you know, big-time name guys in it. And, you know, it took a long while, but, you know, I got it, and I'm in it. And so I believe I earned it. I worked hard. I played here at high school, played in college, even though I went off and came back and played professional with the New Orleans Saints. But I'm here all the time. I live here. I've always been a New Orleans kid, a West Bank kid, Gretna kid. So it was an honor, and my family there, other than my father, but everybody else was there. And so I was very proud that I had an opportunity to be into the Sports Hall of Fame here in New Orleans, and it's an honor that I'll always cherish. And you know, you asked about, you know, say all the other things going on in my life. You know, right now I'm actually officially retired. I guess you can call it that. I'm retired from everything. The only thing I do now, I do radio for ESPN here in New Orleans. I'm still doing that. I do a little TV show on the Gulf Coast. It keeps me busy, but from a standpoint of working 8 to 5, that ain't happening. I'm a fully retired, got an NFL disability pension that I collected with the Social Security pension because, you know, all my injuries and pain, you talked about that.
Yeah.
With the CBD, I've had in the last, since 2017, I had my left knee replaced in December of 2017. I had my back surgery done on my lower back May of 18. I had my neck surgery done on my back December of 18. And just 3 weeks ago, I had a total knee replacement in my right knee. I have a total of 22 surgeries I've had over my career of playing football from the time I had my first surgery till 3 weeks ago, 22 operations. I would say 18 probably were all from, sports. It had to be from sports.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about the use of the, you know, CBD, a cannabidiol with CBD American Shaman, and how that's helping you cope with the pain.
Well, you know, there's different ones. People say, well, what do you like to use? And I do the drops. I stick it on my tongue, do the drops. It helps me. I also love the cream. I do the cream. That's one thing that it's easy to put on it. To me, the cream gets in that area where you want it to be at. As far as the drops get in the system and say a little quicker, but I don't need it to be done for everything other than where I want to be done at. So that's why I kind of go to the cream a lot more, put the cream on. And people have to understand, it takes a while. You just don't put it in right off the bat and think, oh, it's going to work in 5 minutes. No, you got to be on a schedule with it. I put it on, you know, every day. I do what I need to do. I put it a couple of times. Yeah, I don't overdo it. I put like a nickel or a dime, rub it in. It gets into the pores of the area where I'm at. It really controls the pain. It gets me off the it really does get me off the painkillers and the opioids and things of that I've taken over a long career of taking pills because they didn't have CBD stuff. But I've also done I ain't gonna lie to you, I've done the vapor. I've done that a little bit sometimes. That gets in you a little bit quicker too when you do that. So
yeah,
I've experimented with it all. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you, whatever it helps control my pain. I have a sister-in-law, who just had breast cancer, and I have another sister-in-law who's going through breast cancer and bone cancer, and I've got them on it now, and they love it. They use it. It helps control some of their pain and some of their aches and things of that nature. And I tell people all the time, look, you can go to these stores and get, Bengay and, BioFreeze and stuff. That's great and everything. But if you want something that's going to be a little bit more potent, that's going to probably get into the area quicker, and it deals with it, and it's not a smelly. There's no smell to it. It just gets in there. If you put it at the right spot, you do it right, and you can control it that way, it will help reduce the inflammation and the pain.
Yeah, right, John. I'm with you. My wife just went through 6 chemos for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she's fine. She's all clear, but she uses it for she does the drops in the morning for a little anxiety, and then she uses them at night to help her sleep. And
correct.
And because she had the chemo, she had the tingling. She had the neuropathy in both her hands and her feet, which is just is just a byproduct of the chemotherapy. She used that now, and she doesn't have any of that anymore. And so this stuff with the nanotechnology and the way it gets into your system and being all natural, the cannabidiol from CBD American Shaman is the only way to go, because what's in it. It's on the label. You're not getting it from some convenience store, not knowing what the heck is in this stuff. You know exactly what is in the CBD American Shaman products.
Frank, that's been the key, because it's like anything else. I buy a car, I do investigation on all my vehicles. I shop for stuff. I do my homework on it. Same thing with this. I went into it, looked at this, and I wanted to make sure that it's not, I don't want to be sitting here saying, I'm taking stuff that's we don't know where the heck it came from or what you're taking. I want to make sure I know exactly. I did the homework on it. I've talked to other players. I've talked to people who understand that, this is what you got to take. And you read up on it. If you do your homework, this will help you. If you just want to go to anybody's store who's – nowadays, everybody's selling CBD on a corner. That's like every corner.
That's exactly right.
Every corner's got CBD. You got to go to the right people, and that's the whole key to it, getting the right dosage, getting the right product. And some people don't like the drops, some like the cream, some like them both. I use them both. I'm not going to tell you that I'm not. I'm using the cream. I use the drop it every now and then. I hit the Viper every night when I'm at – I normally do it like when I'm at home, when I'm in bed, ready for a little sleep. Like you said, I want to get a good night's sleep. I'm going to do whatever it takes to help me get a good night's sleep.
All right. Hey, John, we appreciate your time today. John Forcade, great from Ole Miss. Also, New Orleans Saints, also a member of the Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame. Listen, we appreciate your time today, John. All the best to you going forward, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate the time.
You bet. God bless. All right, you've been listening to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman on this Sunday morning. Chiefs Tailgate is coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.